This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. The trip to the Roseau County Museum's research area gave me a chance to read some newspapers from 100 years ago on microfilm. America was involved in World War I in 1918, and people on the home front were expected to do their part to help. I found some articles in the War Road Pioneer newspapers from February and March of 1918 that I'll read today. The Roseau County chapter of the Red Cross is broke, financially busted, all the shekels gone from the treasury as a result of the industry of the ladies in knitting sweaters, scarves, socks, etc. for the soldiers. The money has all gone to buy yarn to keep the knitters knitting, and while there is no money, the knitting needles are on an enforced vacation. In an effort to ameliorate, fix, repair, and remove this obstruction to the knitting industry, and in order that the knitting may be resumed as soon as possible, a card party will be given at the Masonic Hall on Tuesday evening, February 12th, to which all good citizens are invited and also requested, and to bring 50 cents to pay for admission. If you do not care to attend, however, you will be expected to buy a ticket, and the following have been appointed to see you about it: Viola and Isabel Carlquist, Helen Rugland, Etta Berglund, Annie Ocker, Minnie Dowsland, Nutta Gibson, Mrs. Southwick, A.L. Craig, L.A. Potter, Eddie Headland, and Sam Myers. Don't wait for all of them to call on you. Buy a ticket from the first one of them you meet. It is for the benefit of the Red Cross to get the ladies started knitting again, and Uncle Sam will hardly feel like recognizing you as a member of the family if you fail to assist in this. A week later, this article came out. The card party given at the Masonic Hall last Thursday evening under the auspices of the Red Cross was a decided success. About 150 people were present and enjoyed every moment of the evening. After cards and other games had been indulged in for a couple of hours, a light lunch was served. A few short addresses explaining the work carried on by the chapter were delivered. The young people who participated in the entertainment closed the evening with a social hop. The net proceeds amounted to $94. Which will be used for the purchase of yarn and other material for making the needed articles for our boys at the front. The treasurer of the chapter informs us that already over $1,000 has been expended for material for this work, which speaks very highly of the patriotic spirit of this county. And in March, a letter was shared with the War Road Pioneer. The following letter is among many of the kind received by members of the local Red Cross, and is published simply to show how their efforts are appreciated. Mrs. C.S. Blevins, War Road, Minnesota. Dear Madam, I found your address in the toe of a sock sent out by the Red Cross and write to thank you for your contribution to the comfort of one of Uncle Sam's humble helpers. I am a section leader in the medical officers' training camp and have charge of Barracks 3M with 74 men. This morning, after calling the roll, I announced that the long-expected Red Cross supplies were here and would be given out. If you could have seen the men and heard the many expressions of delight when given a pair of socks, sweater, or wristlets, you would feel well paid for the weary hours spent with your knitting. The boys are all proud of their things and all realize the time spent by you in making things for them was perhaps a sacrifice of the interests and comforts of some members of your family. But like a rosary, each stitch represents a good wish, a prayer for the success of our action, the comfort of the wearer, and perhaps is baptized with tears for someone you love who has gone to the front and will not come back. Again, thanking you for the comfort I know the socks will be to me, I am very truly yours, Elmer G. Wadlow, 3M MOTC, Fort Riley, Kansas. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.